Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
In health news, the U.S. has set a timeline to find ways to treat Alzheimer's. Tim McGuire of the Associated Press reports.
Health officials and researchers hope that by 2025, there will be treatments in place for Alzheimer's. One study is looking at an insulin-based nasal spray, since there's evidence that diabetes and Alzheimer's may be related. Other researchers are trying to find ways targeting the telltale brain plaque that's found in all Alzheimer's cases. The plan also calls for help for families that are burdened with providing much of the care for Alzheimer's patients. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Vancouver's transgendered Miss Universe Canada contestant Jenna Talikova says she is proud to be opening the door for other transgender pageant contestants in the future.
Jenna Talikova says she feels like she's already won by earning the chance to compete at this weekend's Miss Universe pageant in Toronto. She says she set a precedent.
So once I step on that stage, every woman in every other country that doesn't have the option that I have now can fight for it.
The blonde beauty ignited a media firestorm after she was initially disqualified from the pageant because she isn't a naturally born female. But pageant owner Donald Trump overruled the decision and said Talikova could take part. Nina Chow, Boundary, the Canadian Press.
And if you're having a bad day, go for a walk in a park. A study from the Rotman Research Institute of Canada finds patients with clinical depression do better on memory tests after taking a walk in nature than those who take a stroll down a busy city street. They say in peaceful settings, the brain relaxes, and that improves concentration and memory by as much as 20%.